It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The news that Temple Square is reopening is a big deal for tourism in Salt Lake City and for Utah in general.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Visit Salt Lake Senior Vice President Mark White. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Help us understand just how big it is that Temple Square is reopening.
Well, of course, the Temple Square has significant religious significance, but it is a compelling historical and cultural attraction for our visitors. And it is, for many, a must-see, must-do experience when they're in Salt Lake. So we've had some disappointed folks that it's not been open the past several months. But its reopening is indeed a big deal.
It's not just Temple Square either. The Family History Library, which draws a lot of people, not just from the U.S., but around the world, also opens up on July 6th.
Absolutely, yes. The Family History Museum, the Church History Museum, and also the Tabernacle will open on July 6th. And in between now and then, June 14th, the Conference Center will open up, and there will be limited daily tours. And as I imagine most of the listeners know, it's a place of worship, but it's a absolutely stunning architectural marvel that even the locals ought to drop by and visit.
Can you put a dollar figure on that, Mark? I mean, do we understand what we bring into the city in terms of dollars when Temple Square is open?
Well, the average convention delegate spends close to $1,000 during their visit, and that's on hotels, restaurants, retail purchases, and so on. And, of course, we have many other visitors in addition to those attending conventions. There are folks attending meetings, trade shows, athletic events, and, of course, leisure travelers. And so we're looking at literally hundreds of millions of dollars during the course of the year that these visitors leave behind.
We've been hearing about some rumblings about rebranding. I'm kind of curious if your research or the questionnaires that you had from people that were coming to Utah identified something that you said, wow, we really need to change the perception here.
Absolutely. We just rolled out a new brand, a new look, new messaging. And, of course, Salt Lake has always been a stunning, visually placed visit. The locals are friendly. We have a clean, relatively safe city. But the stories that we were so often telling didn't capture the true essence of the place. And so through a great deal of research with locals and visitors from all different market segments, we determined that we need to tell the story of what makes this place unique and what makes the people unique. And we learned this is a place where things that don't typically go together do fit together in a seamless sort of way. We're very creative. We're a very innovative community. And that in and of itself is compelling because we end up with so many unique attractions, unique locally owned restaurants, and there's a vibe here that we're attempting to tell that story a bit better.
And right now we've got the jazz vibe, and that's an awesome vibe.
That is a wonderful vibe. We're all about that.
Is there a tagline that goes along with the rebranding, something we can sink our teeth into here?
Yeah. The brand, of course, is more than just the tagline, but we're very pleased with this tagline, and that is West of Conventional.
Like that.
I like it, too.
All right.
Yeah, and I would encourage listeners, if they can, go to our website, www.visitsaltlake.com, to see more about the brand and see some of the things to do in Salt Lake that they may not already be familiar with.
We will do that, Mark. Thanks for your time this morning. Visit Salt Lake Senior Vice President Mark White joining us on The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities who would help our newest neighbors. Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.